Hello.
Oh, hi, Daniel.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Flush. How are you?
Good. I was trying to get a hold of you. Or somebody
good.
There. Yeah, I had to get a new card. So we had a fraudulent thing going on. But some business was charging our card. Yeah. So we got a new card.
I'm sorry. Okay.
No, that's okay. We already have the new one. My wife has it this afternoon, so later on today we'll deal with that. Give me the new number. It's still a MasterCard card. But it's a
so you have the new card, but it's not on you, right?
Yeah, it's just not on me.
Okay. So
we'll get back. We'll reach back at you and give you the new number.
Okay, I'll send you a text with my direct line. That way, you know, if you talk to your wife, you guys can call me. And if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up in a couple of days, okay?
Yeah, we found out some business was charging, must have been using volume from shipments and charging the exact same charge on all kinds of fingernail products, eyelash products. Yeah, it's probably a girl. But,
Yeah,
everything was $89. How many charges are those? We had to get a hold of our bank and get a new card. It took about a week and a half. We got it already though. So.
Okay.
That's why we never was able to pay. So.
Okay.
Let me
see
the new number today.
Okay. So we're in California, so I think we're 3 hours ahead of you, and we're only here until 4 o'clock our time. So I think what I could do also is I'll send you an email that says, sorry, we missed you. I know we didn't miss you, but there's information in that email so your wife can also go on the dashboard and update it that way. So if that's easier, you can use the email. If not, you can call me. And again, if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up in a couple of days, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah,
okay,
sorry about that. We had to reiterate a new card and get a new card because, all these charges and we couldn't figure out what's going on, you know. And she thought I was using the card and I didn't even have it in my possession. I said, no, I gave it to you. She goes, well, I didn't do it. I said, well, call the bank then. So that's how we got kind of skeptical.
Wow.
But you can't, you know, $89 every purchase. I'm like, what? I bought something somewhere for $89 and it's been $89 ever since.
That's not good.
No, so it has to be done by volume because nobody has the same price and you cannot just go purchase something for the exact $89 somewhere else.
Right? Exactly.
So it has to be volume. Yeah. So much of the volume that are coming in, that's what I know that's what happened. So.
Well, the good news is the bank will protect you from that. You know, I'm pretty sure that you're not going to be liable for any of it, so that's good.
No, we're not liable for none of it.
Yeah, that's good.
We know what we purchased. Yeah, so that's cool. We don't have to pay for any of it. So,
right.
They just closed down the account, invalidated it, and then they gave us a new, not the account, excuse me, it forfeited the card.
The card. Yeah.
Yeah. And then sent out a new one. So we had to wait over a week and a half. But we already have the new card, so we're good now. That's why you guys probably weren't able to pick out a automatic, yeah?
Yeah, that's what it was saying. It was saying there was something going on with the card. That's why I thought I'd reach out to you, you know?
Yeah, that's all it was. Just fraud.
All right.
Somebody doing something fraudulent.
we live in a crazy world, right?
Oh, man. Well, somebody else was telling me something because I was talking to another woman about that. And she was telling me that what they do now is they do that to test it to see if it comes back okay. And if it does, then they go ahead and they purchase whatever they want to. So it's like putting worms on a hook, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're just,
I'm trying to understand it, but it's not right, you know. So much fraud.
No kidding. I wonder how they got it, but there's strange things going on.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know because the place that I purchased something for $89 was around here locally, but it's not even that type of a store. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Somebody just hacked into it somehow. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Very weird.
We think it was a girl because it was all girl products.
Yeah, must have been.
You know, eyelashes, extended fingernails, all kinds of stuff. You know, and I'm like, maybe you did it again. I don't buy that stuff. You know, what am I going to buy?
That makes me mad because I always say, you know, if somebody wants eyelashes and fingernails and all that, they should go work for it. Why, you know, why fraudulently take your information and try to do it, you know? So that's not good.
Well, you know,
that's
true. And then I live in a different cultures in the U.S. mainland.
Yeah.
Okay? And our girls over here, they can go out and work for it. They don't need to steal it. And besides.
Exactly. Exactly.
And the other thing about that is this. In our culture, our girls don't pretend to be fake. Okay.
I see.
You see what I'm saying? So our culture is so much different. You know, the Polynesian culture where I live out in Hawaii, it's so different than the U.S. mainland because over here, we're busy being who we are, but I've noticed in the mainland, people are really busy being who they're not.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's really a good point.
You know what I mean? And I see tourists every day here. You know, my wife's a merchant too, you know. And I see tourists every day. And when they come, some of them come so fake, it's not even funny. Not to check my plastic cards when I look at them. You know what I mean?
That's
you know,
funny.
I mean, they're just busy being not who they are, you know, and we're the opposite. You know, it's kind of like a lot of the parents in the mainland, we saw this morning as an example. At her booth. A lot of the parents have this thing in the American culture about teaching their kids what to do, what to think, how to be, what to buy. You know, basically tell them how to be.
Yeah.
And over here, our parents are busy teaching us what not to do.
Mm.
Makes
sense.
Big difference there. So
we're
not told how to be as an individual. We let the individual be themselves, but we tell them what not to do.
Right.
In retrospect. So that class right there, what does it have to do with all these purchases? Well, who else purchases extra long eyelashes, extra long fingernails? I mean, that's just, I mean, there's girls here that wear those, but they're not fake, though.
It's just annoying that, you know, if you want that stuff, go work for it. Don't be using someone else's card to get it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I got, you know, I'm in my 60s and I have a 24-year-old wife. Hey, let me tell you something. She works for everything she gets.
I bet. That's the way
it should be,
right?
Right. I don't have a problem with all that. I mean, I've given her money before many times to get her started, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just fine. She does. She's out there today too. She works 7 days a week. She can. But she does it for a lot of other reasons, you know what I mean? Not just for that. But
she's ambitious.
Yeah, she's learning. She wasn't when I met her. Of course, she was still young, but, and I had to give her a chance. I mean, she's learned so much being here. She's been here 6 years now.
Oh, wow.
And,
where
is she
from?
She came from Arizona.
Oh,
originally,
Arizona. I see.
Yeah. And she's the mother's Mexican Navajo.
Yeah.
And, from the reservation, that is, but they don't live on the reservation. And the father was Dominican Black and American Black. Right.
I see.
I guess that's what it is. Yeah, so she's a mix. But, I just tried to build her up, get her strength and strong, and then it's kind of funny because all these years, we see a lot of feminists that come over here from the mainland.
Yeah.
And our culture, our men and women here are together. I mean, adamantly. You get out of line with a guy or something like that, anywhere, well, these local women will jump in your face. They don't be messing with their men. It's the same way. No, they really will. I mean, adamantly.
Yeah.
They're not bashful. They uh-huh. will clock you for something. You know what I mean? It's interesting. I've had a feminist woman a couple of times over here.
Yeah.
Say something to me. Oh, they didn't jump in her face. That was about the size of that right there, you know. But it's just strange because they don't realize our culture.
Right.
You know, they don't realize it. You know, what do you guys do over there? You got nothing to do with what we do here. That's just interesting. But it's really good here. Our girls give us 100% when they go with you.
Yeah, you get their whole heart.
You get the whole thing. You mess that up, then bye. Hey, you mess that up, then you're the dummy, you know what I mean? But they do. And our guys, we have some good guys. There's a good, bad, and ugly everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
It has its, but.
Yep.
It's just
yep.
interesting. I see people come over and they get some, you know, I've had some women get, you know, talk kind of stupid to me a few times. I just look at them like, you know what? And one of them came up to my wife and said, man, he's very assertive and direct. And he goes, yep.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't care about all that stuff.
Yep.
So we don't have that problem here. So it's just like, that's within the local community. I think that the other transplants, you know, they dig into it, you know, with each other, but not with the local community anyway.
Yeah, you have to deal with people from all over the world where you are, you know.
Nah, you come over here and give one of our girls a hard time, or you have 10 of us. We're way worse than the women, but the women, you know, our girls are right with us. Whatever we do, they're just better, man. That's just one of the things. I just love it, you know, because... And that's not really just Hawaii. That's almost the Polynesian triangle.
Yeah.
All the way to Samoa, Tonga, Tahiti, you know, Fiji, all that kind of places, all the same. You know,
it's beautiful. Yeah, beautiful island.
Oh, it is. You say you live in San Diego?
I'm in Orange County, so I'm a little north of San Diego.
Oh.
I'm between L.A.
Okay,
and San
I know where that's at.
Yeah, so we're right by Huntington Beach.
I used to live there when I was little.
Did you? Oh, what part?
Yeah, I grew up in Hawaii, but my mom and dad, well, we started in Venice Beach, up at Westminster and Whittier Boulevard when I was little.
Oh,
for a while, and they were just moving all over the place trying to get business going.
Yeah.
And we went from Venice to Pico Rivera, Central for maybe 2 months, stayed with some friends, and then we went to Huntington Beach.
Oh,
no, Long Beach, excuse me.
Oh, Long,
yeah, Long
Beach.
Beach and Huntington Beach. We lived across about 2 blocks from the hospital at Huntington Beach.
Okay.
There was a big shopping center, and then they had a, I don't know, are you born and raised right there in Huntington?
No, I'm originally from Chicago, but I've been here since
1987,
so I've been here for many years,
Yeah, that's a long time. And yeah, we lived in Costa Mesa, right behind the John Wayne Airport before, too.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the early 70s, I went over there, I stayed with my mom for maybe 6 months, 8 months, like that. Had to go to school there for a couple of months. That was pretty cool. It was like bad day, brand new townhouses. Huh?
I said, are you a surfer?
No, I used to surf when I was young, not today, but I used to when I was young.
I see.
I grew up on the island of Oahu before, you know, so my uncles was over there and I just kind of grew up with them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because I'm part Samoan, so my uncle's Samoan.
Oh, my husband's Samoan.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah, our last name is Tongafau.
Tongafau?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Mine's Milo, actually.
Huh?
And mine is Milo.
Milo. Okay.
Yes.
I'll tell him that I met a Milo. He might know you from back in the day because he grew up in Oahu too.
Yeah, we're from Waianae side.
Yeah, huh? Him too. He's from the Wayanaisa. He used to be a boxer.
Oh, then he would know my uncle.
What's your uncle's name?
Yeah. We call him Uncle Milo because he has a name that's about 10 miles long.
Okay.
When I was little, he tried to teach me it. I look at him all confused. And for the rest of the day, I'd be all confused. And finally, I'd just come back and say, you know what? I just call you Milo. Yeah. I couldn't remember, you know, it was so long. But, yeah, because I'm related to the Singh family.
Okay.
From Solepalipo Singh, who's a high chief, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, your dad, yeah, he would know, but he is the highest chief in the islands out here.
Okay.
And
what island is he
married,
on now?
Huh?
What island is he on now?
He's on Big Island over here by me.
Oh, the Big Island. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of us came over here. And then, I'm related to all kinds of the Fa'alapuas, the buses. It's all different names.
Yeah, isn't it amazing in the Samoan communities, they're all related somehow, you know?
Yeah, we are actually. It's really strange. Even in Hawaii, we had King Kamehameha was not really Hawaiian. He was actually came from Apia Samoa.
No way. I didn't know that. Wow, I learned something today. Thank you for sharing that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure your husband would know that.
Yeah, he's never mentioned it. He might know, but he never mentioned it to me. I'm going to ask him when I get home.
Yeah, he actually, the reason they came over was Mauna Loa on the Big Island was erupting back in those times.
Okay.
And they sailed canoe, and from Samoa, they could see the huge light in the sky, 24/7. They couldn't figure out what it was, and they marinated all the way to the canoe.
Wow.
And they landed in the Puna area between Pahala and Puna.
Yeah.
On the Big Island. And that's how it all really started. It's really strange. They followed the light, and it was the volcano eruption.
So do they teach the kids that in school, since that's history of the island?
Well, me and Samoan, we learned that. In Hawaii.
Okay.
A lot of the activists and all the leaders, they all know. Yeah, guys, the people that are, you know, back in, you know, look at that history and whatnot, especially me and from Hawaii side, we all know our history pretty well compared to most of the other places.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
They don't really teach it in the Hawaiian school too much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know local guys over here that don't even know that he was Samoan.
Yeah. Wow.
It's kind of weird, but yeah, us Samoans, we know that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, I better go. I have another couple of calls that I have to catch up on, but I enjoyed talking to you, Daniel. And like I said, you can always call me and we'll update the card. And if I don't hear from you, I'll reach out again, okay?
Sure. And I remember talking to you before because I remember you mentioning you said that your husband was Samoan also.
Yeah, I know. I remember talking to you too. Oh, it's so nice talking to you again. So we'll catch up a little bit more next time we talk, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Daniel. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.